Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Kim Jong-il's unique educational system. From The Hidden Gulag, available online free, another witness of the reality of the Kim regime. He is Kim Tae-jin and comes to us by way of China, North Korea, China again, North Korea again, this time through the prison system, including well-known Yodak. Again China, Mongolia, Seoul, and that's just the outline of his story. If you dare, listen on. His father was Chinese military, so he started out there. But he and his Korean mother returned in 1961 to North Korea when he was five. He went through the educational system, got a job, all in South Pyongan province. At age 30, a full-grown adult, he decided to visit family in China. There he was arrested and forced back home. Then he was passed through North Korea's other education system, where one learns even more. The lessons are about fearing and then hating the North Korean government, though that is not what is intended. First, torture in the People's Safety Agency. Great names, don't you think? Near Chongjin. 4 months later, more torture at the National Security Agency, right. He was eventually accused of treason because of his family visit. The torture? Beatings, sleep deprivation, forced to kneel or sit motionless for hours, not permitted to wash, thus fleas, lice, freezing temperatures in the jail cells. Then on to university, the revolutionizing process zone at Yodak. 4 years, 6 months. It's a slave labor camp. Helps the body, helps the mind, and keeps North Korea's economy barely afloat. Farming corn, cutting trees into firewood, making furniture, serving the neurotic whims of master educator Kim Jong-il. So what's so bad about farm work for a prisoner? Hey, after 8 months in confinement, as described above, that's what the prisoners think at first. I can move around. But the food is meager, even before famine rations. To survive, he has to eat plants, grasses, rats, snakes, frogs, people around him dying from starvation every week, personally witnessing public executions of those trying to escape, still enduring beatings, sit-down, stand-up exercises until he can barely sit up. 4 1/2 long years. But at least now free at last. Happy? No. His wife has to denounce him. It's the Kim way. Denounce and divorce anyone suspected of treason, or you are supporting him and may be punished yourself. 5 more years. Finally, he must leave this cruel land. Off to China. Off to Mongolia. And then Seoul in 2001. I tried to warn you, it's not pleasant. Let's bear Kim Tae-jin's name to the father tonight, along with all the other Taes who are still at Yodak, Hoyang, Chongjin, and all the others. How helpless we feel. But let's keep believing that God is working in all of this, having his perfect will. And as Mary said to the servants at Cana, whatever he says to you, do. Say the word, Lord. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.